You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain, and this episode I present
Weird Tales from the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy.
An unforeseen side effect of opening a commercial martial arts academy is that it seems that some people interpret this act as an invitation to come in and either irritate or freak you out with their bizarre ideas and questions about the martial arts. I am not referring to people who are profoundly mentally ill, although I have had those as well. I've had what essentially were stalkers. In two of the cases, they were each diagnosed schizophrenics. How I know this to be true is unimportant here. In any case, it would be in bad taste to bunch them in with the people about whom I will speak today. I have, however, had many visits from seemingly functional members of society whose quirky interaction with me bears repeating. The first was in the form of a phone call. I answered the phone with my standard greeting. Martial Arts Academy, how can I help you?
Yes, what animals do you teach there?
This was in the early 1980s, and the kung fu boom of the 70s was still fresh in many people's minds. I knew perfectly well that what he wanted to know was which, if any, of the animal styles of kung fu I offered at my academy. I couldn't, however, resist playing dumb. I'm sorry, sir, but we only teach humans at my academy. Either unmoved by my attempt at a joke, or more likely not getting it, he replied,
No, you know, what animals do you teach? The tiger? The monkey? The dragon?
I then told him that I didn't offer any animal styles at my academy. It was at this point that he made me aware that it wasn't really him I was talking to, by covering the mouthpiece of the phone and shouting into the background.
He says he doesn't offer any animal styles at his academy, Mama.
The next sound I heard was not unlike the muted trumpet sound used in the Peanuts cartoons to represent an adult voice.
Not even frog style?
He asked. Frog style? I've never heard of frog style.
He says he's never heard of frog style, Mama. Wah, 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 wah. She says her teacher in California was a master of the frog style. Wah, 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 wah. She says he could do a backflip 10 feet in the air, and she wants to know if you can do that.
My shock at hearing this claim made me momentarily forget that the customer is always right. With all due respect to your mother, I find it highly unlikely that anyone, including her instructor, could actually do that. The world record for the high jump is right about 8 feet. Don't you think if he could really do that, he would already be earning millions of dollars and Olympic gold medals? He made a dutiful effort to translate all of this to Mama. Before he could finish, she interrupted.
Mama says hang up the phone.
I never did find out why Mama wouldn't speak to me herself. Images of Norman Bates and his mummified mother from the movie Psycho spring to mind. The next weird tale involves a woman who, before attending a class I was preparing to teach, asked me, Jeff, don't you remember me? I'm sorry, I sure don't. From where do you know me? She then gave me a very disappointed look, almost as if I had betrayed her by not remembering. I took classes from you a while back. You really don't remember me? Later, after our conversation, I checked my records. She had taken a few classes about a decade before, but I had no memory of her. I'm sorry, I really don't remember, was all I could say. She then pulled up one leg of her shorts, exposing a badly done tattoo on her thigh of what looked like an emaciated chicken. It's a phoenix, she proudly exclaimed in answer to my puzzled expression. The name of my academy is the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. Okay, now I was getting pretty creeped out. She stared dreamily at me and proclaimed, "I named my dog Muay Thai." Well then, I rapidly changed the subject and got on with teaching the class. I didn't want to be cruel to this poor woman, but I also didn't want to feed the beast by inadvertently saying anything that might feed her delusions. The final bizarre touch was that she wore latex gloves on her hands the entire time she trained. I couldn't bring myself to ask her why. I made an extra effort to be professional, giving her the best training I could without leading her on. She dropped out after a few weeks. The next story deals with a subject that may make an entire podcast in the future. Martial arts liars. I was attending a party at which there were very few people I knew. I noticed a clump of people in one corner and approached. A fellow was at the center of the group, talking enthusiastically. I sat down near the edge and soon divined that he was holding forth on the subject of the martial arts. Cool. Maybe this party wouldn't be boring after all. It soon, however, became apparent to me that this guy was completely full of shit. He was bragging on his skills and telling what were pretty obviously tall tales of his combative exploits. I couldn't resist playing dumb and drawing him out by asking him leading questions. He obliged with even more outrageous stories. I kept going back to the well, egging him on, until finally he said, "Look, I know what I'm talking about. I train with one of the best instructors in this area." "Really?" I said. "Who's that?" "Jeff Westfall at the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy," he proclaimed proudly. Imagine the many thoughts that occurred to me, almost at once. I couldn't believe the gift that happenstance had laid at my feet. What an opportunity! Power like this must never be used for evil, only for good. With a mighty effort, I maintained a poker face. "Jeff Westfall? I've heard that guy's an asshole." "Oh, no, he's not." He then proceeded to tell me what a nice person Jeff Westfall was, and then began to spin tales of Sifu Westfall's martial prowess. He had me single-handedly cleaning out dive bars full of rednecks and outlaw bikers. I must say, he really impressed me with tales of my awesomeness. As his stories began to run out of steam, I reached in my pocket, pulled out my driver's license, and handed it wordlessly to him. He read the name, then looked at the picture, then at me, and then the color drained from his face. "You have the same name as my teacher. What a coincidence." "Let me give you my business card," I volunteered, doing so. He looked at the card, which had my name and the name of my academy. He then began sputtering and walking backwards, mentioning something about having to be somewhere. He hastily exited the party. On top of this fun, I picked up a student in the deal. One of the people watching liked the fact that I interacted with this guy without violence or threats of violence, and after talking with me further, decided to begin attending my academy. This reminds me of one of my favorite quotations. It's from science fiction writer Robert Heinlein. It goes, "Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent." This has been an installment of
Weird Tales from the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy.
Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.